By Sunday, the legalities were ironed out. The judiciary set Sarah Short's bail at $500,000. All that was left was for the money to be paid. But things took another turn. On Monday, the United States said it won't pay the bail to facilitate Sarah's release.
Can you say whether the, $500,000 would come from U.S. government funds at all, or be facilitated through the U.S. government?
The United States government does not fund, prisoner bail.
ببینید مقامات آمریکایی یه ژست تبلیغاتی گرفتن بعد از اینکه دادگاه اعلام کرد باید وثیقه‌ای سپرده بشه تا به قید وثیقه ایشون امکان آزادی پیدا بکنه که امتناع می‌کردن از اینکه این وثیقه رو بدن. ژست تبلیغاتی بود که می‌خواستن بگن که ایشون جرمی مرتکب نشده که وثیقه‌ای بخواد پرداخت بشه.
بنظرم یک موضوعی بود که نشون میداد که آمریکایی در حمایت از شهروندانشون حداقل چنین وانمود می‌کنن که احمد چندان بهشون نداره یا از این نگاه میکنن که بخوان وانمود کنن که متهمانشون بیگناه است.
At this point, a third country came into play, Oman, a country that has strong ties with both the United States and Iran. It announced that it was ready to facilitate Shaud's release and pay the bail. According to Tehran's prosecutor general, the money was transferred to an Iranian bank in Muscat, and by Tuesday, Sarah, the only female detainee in the group, was released.
خب ما برای خانم ها اصلا احترام ویژه یعنی ملت ایران نگاهش به خانم ها نگاه با کرامت و احترام بیشتر است. خب از طرف نظام جمهوری اسلامی تصمیم گرفته شد که این یک طرف آزاد بشه. قوه قضاییه هم همراهی خیلی خوبی کرد، فراهم کرد شرایطش رو تا این آزاد بشه.
I feel incredibly grateful today. I feel conflicting emotions. I feel relief, but I feel more determined than ever to advocate for my fiance Shane Bauer and for Josh Vital. They don't deserve to be in prison one minute longer than I do. And I can't enjoy my freedom without them. This being reunited with my family is going to be a beautiful experience that I've been waiting for and praying for so long, but I never knew I would have to do it alone. And I'm very grateful to the Iranian officials and religious figures, and I thank President Ahmadinejad and the other people involved in this humanitarian gesture on behalf of myself, my fiancé Shane Bauer, and Josh Vital, and our families. We thank the Iranian officials and President Ahmadinejad for this gesture.
So Sarah's been released. The question remains, what will happen to Shane and Josh?
برخورد امریکایی هم در این قضیه کاملا میتونه مؤثر باشه. امیدواریم که این محاکمه هم زودتر انجام بشه و آنچه که در دوره تحقیق به درازا انجامید محاکمه تسریع بشه و دادستان حتما در حوزه نظارت خودش بر دادگاه وقت مقرر نمانده اعزام خواهد کرد.
Since the announcement of Shaud's release, there's been much media speculation that there were behind-the-scenes negotiations to secure the release of Iranian nationals held in American jails. Now, Iranian officials maintain that any such negotiations are not a part of the country's policy. But that doesn't mean the public don't expect such a humanitarian gesture in return.
We don't have any expectations in توقعی نداریم، اما به طور طبیعی و از منظر اخلاقی انتظار هستش که دولت آمریکا هم یه گامی برداره، چند نفر از ایرانی ها رو از کشورهای مختلف، یعنی ایرانی رفته مثلا تایلند، مثلا رفته گرجستان، یه جای دیگه، اینا اومده ریختن و دستگیرش کردن بردن تو آمریکا، یا ایرانی تو آمریکا بوده گفتن آقا شما رفتی مثلا خواستی یه جنسی رو به ایران صادر کنی، گرفتن زندانی و ببر بیار مثلا بدون رعایت حقوقش. طبیعی است که تو افکار عمومی این انتظار و توقع هست که اونها هم بعضی از ایرانی‌ها رو رها کنن بیان.
One of these Iranian prisoners in American jails is Shahzad Mirghali Khan. Like Sarah, she's 31 years old. She was arrested in December 2007 after flying to the United States. Shahzad has two daughters, 14-year-old twins, Melika and Melina. They haven't seen their mother now in almost 3 years. When Melika and Melina found out that Sarah was being released, they wanted to meet her and tell her their story.
We've heard that Sarah is getting released from prison, so we managed to get a meeting with her. And we wrote this letter to the President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama, and we're going to give it to Sarah to see if she can help us in any kind. She has a lot of support from America, so she can help us, hopefully, to get our mother out of prison. It's been a long time we didn't see her, so we miss her a lot. Unfortunately, it's been almost 3 years and we didn't get the chance to see her. Very sad. We have this letter that we've written, and we hope that you can give it to, the president to, help us.
It's for Obama, the letter?
Yeah, you can read it.
It's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll do my best. I think I should be able to.
In that jail, she has many health difficulties, she fell from the bed and her back got hurt, but they don't let her see any doctors or anything. So she was in the wheelchair for a few months. And it's really hard not being able to see her. I'm sure you understand, but
I do understand.
We are in a certain age and it's really hard. We haven't seen her for 3 years. We miss her so much.
It's a really long time. I'm sorry.
We tried a lot,
you had to go see our mother.
But
they didn't let us, they didn't allow us to go see our mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard, because I don't understand why. I mean, they let your mother, come, but we haven't seen her, and it's really hard for us.
Yeah, you should be able to go. You're the first faces I've seen, outside of prison in Iran, and I will remember you. I'm really touched by learning your story. I'm so sorry.
By the end of Tuesday, Sarah was at the airport, ready to fly out to Muscat, where she would be greeted by her mother. Her story was one with many twists and turns. Western media and politicians maintain Sarah and her friends are innocent, and they rarely report on the legal procedures in place. Iran says it's stuck to the letter of the law and judiciary, and that her release was a humanitarian gesture. One they say has not been given to any Iranian in jail in America.